McDS Service is your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle 450 Bushman. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Get ammunition at the best price anywhere, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Check out their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center, located in our 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
It's back to school time, and now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back-to-school specials. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone at Thumb Cellular. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are all free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their new hot phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, all at back-to-school savings. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Terms of service apply.
You love Thumb Cellular.
WLW Sports in the half finds the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers leading the Reese Rockets 22-0 through 24 minutes. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to this point?
The first quarter was just about over when Minetti scampers in a 25-yard run. The Brennan Wisner two-point conversion run was good. That'd be the end of your first quarter. 8-0 Lakers with the lead. Middle of the second quarter, Warren scrambles in from 5 yards out. The Wisner run was no good, and Lakers would lead 14-0. And before the half, they take over and score quickly on five plays. as Brennan Wisner throws a strike to Taylor Cady. A 32-yard catch and run at the Warren. Two-point conversion run was good, and Lakers would lead at the half over Reese, 22-0.
Dave Hanson, I play along with me here. If you were to guess what the offensive numbers would be collectively between Reese and Lakers, how much would you say Lakers has and how much does Reese have?
Well, by watching this game, it's got to be 95% Laker offense, maybe more. We know Reese didn't have a first down. They had negative yardage after the end of the first quarter. So it may be 100% unless they got back to positive yardage.
Well, there's been 243 yards of this ball game. Lakers has 235 of them.
So more like 98%.
Correct, yes. Reese has a total of 8 offensive yards of the night, and that's all coming through the rushing game. 17 carries for 8 yards total. As the leading rusher for Reese is Luke DeRussell with 5 carries for 7 yards. He's been only stopped in the backfield twice. Adam Fisher of the Reese Rockets, he's been 5 carries for negative 6 yards. 4 of those were losses. Matt Nobles, 2 carries, 7 yards, both positive. Nick Curtis, 2 carries, negative 2 yards. And Tyler Turbush, 3 carries for 2 yards. Adam Fisher has thrown the ball twice, both interceptions. And, excuse me, actually, no, 3 times. So another pass was through Adam Frost. That was incomplete. As far as the Laker offense goes, they are led by Taylor Cady, number 11, 6 carries, 85 yards, averaging 14 yards a carry. After that, we have actually Corey Minetti, 3 carries for 28 yards and 1 touchdown on a 25-yard run. Preston Warren has 7 carries, 30 yards, and another rushing touchdown of 5 yards. He's averaging 4.2 a carry. And then Jake Kretschmer, 8 carries for 21 yards. Through the air, Brennan Wisner is 3 for 7 for 62 yards, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. Taylor Cady has brought in 2 of those receptions for 40 yards, including the 32-yard touchdown catch. And Jake Kretschmer, 1 for 2 in receiving for 22 yards. Penalties for the Lakers, only 1. And it's a holding 10 yards. And they only, even though it didn't even negate a first down, as it was still enough as they were able to move the ball. Taking a look at the defensive numbers, this is where it's impressive for the Laker front men. 9 tackles altogether on Lakers defense. And that's because they have 6 tackles for a loss on top of that. And then 3 sacks on top of that. So when you look at it, they have 18 tackles altogether, 9 of those positive tackles, 9 of those tackles for a loss. Leading the way in the tackling would be Jake Kretschmer with 3 tackles, but actually tackles for a loss goes to the credit of Preston Warren, who has 4 tackles for a total of 7 yards. James Dubes with another tackle for a loss for a yard, and Brennan Wisner the same. Sacks then go to Cody Brownell, Blake Smithers, and Brady Smith. Brady Smith's a 7-yard line. Inside sack, to say the least. Kretschmer with 3 tackles, Dubes with 2, Wisner and Cady and Chappell, as well as Smithers, each with 1 tackle in positive yards. Brennan Wisner brought in both interceptions, and that is all is said for the Laker defense. On the other side, Reese has been busy. They've been on the field for quite some time. 22 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss. No sacks, no interceptions, no fumbles in this ballgame, but 3 penalties on defense for 15 yards. Leading the tackling for Reese, that would be Adam Fisher with 4. Then Tyler Turbush and Logan Rocha and Kyle Stockmeyer each have 3. Ethan Grenia and Nick Curtis, Trenton Rambo and Anthony Wark each with 1 tackle. And Luke DeRoll and Double sweeping in there with 2 tackles. Tackles for a loss go to Tyler Turbush for with 1 for 1 yard and Ethan Stockmeyer with the other with 1 yard. And then 2 offside penalties and 1 face mask for Reese's defense.
Well, starting with Reese on defense, when you look at their leading tackler, it's their deep safety. That is never a good sign. Adam Fisher, their quarterback playing safety, leads the way in tackling for the Reese Rockets. On the other side of the football, Lakers got off to a slow start, a couple third down conversions that they failed on, especially through the air. Brennan Wisner gets hot in the middle of the second quarter, a couple nice passes, really broke up the Reese defense, opened up the running game, and it was opening the floodgates from there. As over 200 yards of offense in the first half, led to 3 scores, and really Taylor Cady is kind of been the offensive guy to watch in this game, as he's got a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown, 125 yards of offense on his own. And on the other side of the ball, really not much talk about for the Reese Rockets, except maybe their kicker, their punter. He has done an excellent job kicking the football. But other than that, a total one-sided game by the Rockets.
When you take a look at the scoring drives for Lakers, Their first one was 2 minutes and 1 second over 53 yards. Their second one is actually longer, a bit longer, 4 minutes and 44 seconds covering 45 yards, made it 14-0. And then their third scoring drive, 1 minute, 9 seconds covering 65 yards to make it 22-0. Lakers is